Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. I'm Cy Kelly, your host in studio with my good friend Don Johnson. And we're going to talk about Don's movie. We'll probably mention his new... Hey, Don's just so busy. He's got a new book, a new movie. He just can't do anything or just like one thing at a time. But the movie, getting a great response, and it's called Disconnected. And it's about the transgender movement. If you have questions about that movement, you want to know what Don has found out as he made the movie, what he learned, what he found in talking with many of the people who are connected with the movement, you are welcome to call 888-318-7884, 888-318-7884. And I'll try to say this a bunch, but if you want to watch the movie, you go to disconnectedmovie.com and spell disconnected with a Y. Disconnectedmovie.com, use a Y, and you will find the movie. Don Johnson, filmmaker, author, father, evangelist, welcome.
Hey, good to see you, Si.
It's good to see you, too. Did you see a bunch of sad Padres fans leaving the city as you came in?
I passed a few, yes.
Again, the number 888-318-7884. Don's movie is called Disconnected. What are we disconnected from here? What does the disconnected refer to?
From your body,
yeah.
From reality, from your family.
That bummed me out.
It's
the family part in this movie.
It is the reason we used the title and spelled it DYS, obviously, was the gender dysphoria, which is the condition that many young girls seem to have beyond.
Right.
In the past, there was body dysmorphic disorder, and it affected maybe 0.02% of young boys, and they'd grow out of it, 99% of the time by the time they hit puberty. And suddenly, in 2015, we have a new phenomenon in the history of the world where thousands and thousands of teenage girls are now feeling dysmorphia, disconnected from their body.
Right.
And so I combined that, the body dysmorphic disorder or the body dysmorphia that we have, the gender dysmorphia. Now they keep changing the name because they want to keep charging people money for it, but at the same time not call it a pathology. So there is that. But it's a disconnection of all of the things that God wants us to be unified, right?
Yeah.
God loves unity, and he made us to be a unity of body and soul, a unity of family, right? One with each other and with him. And this movement just tears everything apart.
888-318-7884 is the number, 888-318-7884. We're talking with Don Johnson about his new movie, Disconnected. It's about all that Don just described. If you wanted to shorthand it, it's about the transgender movement. So is it possible, and I know I have asked you this before in different situations, so excuse me for asking the same questions, but this one I know you're going to get a lot. Is it possible that there have always been all these girls who were really boys,
right,
and it's just that society is more patient with them now and more loving and more tolerant and open?
Yeah, that's the one of the underlying arguments that we make, that this is in fact a biological condition, that gender is a spectrum, and you are somewhere on that spectrum. There is no such thing as binary. And now we have become more accepting of this, and so people can come out and be accepting of it. Bottom line, no. Okay, no. There's there's two gametes. There's male and female. And if it was, in fact, a socially accepted thing, you wouldn't have a whole classroom of girls, 20 girls at a time, and no boys, by the way, 20 girls in a junior high classroom suddenly deciding they were gay, and then 3 weeks later suddenly deciding that they're non-binary or trans, and 3 weeks after that, all 25 of them heading down to Planned Parenthood. I mean, that's not how biological things work, okay? This is a social phenomenon that feeds on certain psychological conditions that we have given these kids, that we have caused in these kids, and now we are taking that psychological condition and pushing them into a vortex. And I know I'm going to sound like mad about this, it's because I am. So I'm upset. Like this is a bad movement. All right, this is an evil phenomenon that's going on in our culture. We're now pushing these young girls into a vortex in which once they're in, it's hard to get out. I mean, you get sucked in. Like, even the most, in California here, even if you give just even the slightest hint as a fourth grader that, I don't know, maybe I feel like I'm not a girl today. Yeah. Oh, automatically. I mean, the counselor, the teacher, the doctor, none of them can even raise a red flag, like even push you in the opposite direction. They have to now push you towards a regimen where you start on hormone blockers, which are basically chemical castration drugs that do permanent harm to your body. By the way, they lie to you about this. They say, oh, this is just a pause on puberty and you can reverse it. And this is not true. This is not true. In fact, kids are so ignorant. I mean, kids, you know, we don't let them smoke. We don't let them vote. And yet we're going to let them go. And I saw
make permanent changes to their body.
I saw one girl sigh the other day on a forum where she was sad that she had done this, and she asked, so when did my boobs grow back?
Oh, the poor thing. Oh, she didn't know.
They don't know what's going on. They're young, and they're getting sucked into this machine where permanent damage is being done to these girls. And it's not a biological condition. It's not that it's become socially acceptable. There's so many reasons not to believe them.
Why is it disproportionately affecting young women or girls who have autism or autism-like conditions?
Which it is, right? It's at least 30%, if not more, could be half. Are on the autism spectrum, mm-hmm. that go in here. I think there's several reasons, several of which we talk about in the film and some which we don't. One, they're being autistic is to be uncomfortable in your body, right? You just don't feel comfortable.
Right.
Your body doesn't do what it's supposed to do. Trans comes along and says, oh, well, the reason you're uncomfortable in your body is that you're trans. Also, not being neurotypical, you don't socially get along with everyone the same way that everyone else does. You're maybe a little bit in your head more. You're quieter. You're thinking through things a lot more. And so trans comes along and says, hey, you want to be welcomed? You want to be in a social group where you can affirm those thoughts that you've been having? Come be a part of our social group. And it's very cult-like, the way they feed on young kids and autistic kids who are not comfortable in a neurotypical community do find welcome and comfort in these trans groups. So you go to your GSA club at school, used to be called Gay Straight Alliance, it's expanded now. They're basically, if you're unaware of this, parents, the GSA clubs are now just recruiting tools for the trans industry. But you go to your GSA club, you feel welcome there, and they are affirming, saying, oh, the reason you feel so great here is because you're actually trans. The autistic kid thinks about that, makes a decision, and then autism also tends to be like very black and white thinking. Like, once I've thought about it a lot, I make the decision. Once I make the decision, that's it. It's hard to talk them out of that. And so they think about it, they're in their heads a lot, and then they reach the decision, yep, I'm going to be trans. That's what I am. And then it's very difficult to get them out. And so they get sucked into this vortex that the medical and psychological professions have set up now. And yeah, it's horrendous.
The number is 888-318-7884. You want to talk about transgenderism and the entire transgender movement? Don Johnson is here. He's got a new movie called Disconnected, one that I highly recommend that you see. You will not be on the fence anymore when you see this. And it will not be because, and Don, I think you should be very proud of this. It's not because the movie is a polemic. It's not a polemic. The movie is the story of, I mean, I was impressed with how much of the movie is the story of one young woman who is an extraordinary young woman. Yeah. And you really want to be on her side. And she's been through all of this, all of it. Every bit of it has affected her life. And so those who say, well, you know, we need to be more compassionate. Well, you want to be compassionate? Learn this young woman's story. You know, stop with the fake compassion of lying to kids about what's going on.
Yeah, this is exactly right. Like, oh, I want to be loving. I want to be accepting. I want to, be for my kid. You know, and parents, yeah. Of course you do. Of course we want to be for kids. But understand that being for kids in the current culture is to keep them out of this horrendous system that we have set up, because it is only going to cause more pain. You have... impressionable teenage girls and boys, but again, mostly girls. Impressionable teenage girls. I mean, when have we not tried to protect impressionable teenage girls, right? This is an age where, as a father, I'm like, yeah, we gotta help these girls. Helping them isn't, if they're anorexic, it's not saying, yeah, all right, sweetheart, you're right.
Cut down on the calories.
You are fat. Yeah. Eat a little less, and let's get you some liposuction. I mean, that's not the way that you address these kind of issues. You correct it and help them get in touch with reality. Yet on this, we have completely flipped the script on so many of just like common sense things that we used to just understand. That, you know, sometimes your desires as a young person are not what they should be. Okay.
Right. Yeah.
So, and if your desires don't line up with reality, such as the reality of your body, well, we're going to help fix your desires. This is what cognitive behavioral therapy has done for decades. It's a very handy tool that we have. We go and we talk to a counselor and we say, well, listen, your emotions are telling you this, but let's talk about the truth. What's actually the reality of the situation here? Cognitive therapy is now, again, outlawed in California. Like, you cannot even take that approach to a young lady who comes in saying, I don't know, I'm just kind of struggling with my identity. In the past, we would have said, well, let's talk about that.
Right.
Now we push them in a direction that is destructive of their body, like literally tearing up their body. It's unbelievable. I appreciate what you said about the movie, Sai. I do hope people watch it because, well, one, it's a good movie. But the reason it's a good movie, and I just say that just because people have the reaction as a movie maker. If it's not a good movie, it doesn't matter what you're trying to, you know, like, you can't preach in a movie. Like, you can't teach, really.
A lot of people do.
I mean, they do, but,
but it doesn't make a good movie.
I was just actually talking about this. Like, what makes a good, well, it's a compelling story. And Daisy, the young lady in the film, has a very compelling story with a lovely surprise ending.
Beautiful, heartbreaking ending.
Yeah.
I mean, I still, as I told you, I had so many different emotions at the end of the movie that I didn't even know how to sort them out. But one thing, I had all these emotions, but in my mind, I had a clarity of this must be stopped. This is not an optional, it's some middle-aged men who want to wear heels. That's not what this is. This is people attacking the bodies of girls and young women and doing so in a very underhanded, deceptive way. And we're all responsible for it because we let it go on and it needs to stop. And I'm going to let more people talk with Don when we come back. The phone lines are going to be busy because very many people want to talk about this topic. But we do have lines open right now. If you have questions, maybe you want to challenge Don on his view of the transgender movement. Maybe you want to ask him about some of the deeper psychological and spiritual issues that are at stake, even issues involving science and spirituality. It's all mixed up with this topic. And your calls, questions, comments, and challenges are all welcome. 888-318-7884.
There's only one Catholic Answers Live.
Are you a coffee drinker? If so, you can now enjoy a coffee roasted to perfection by the Carmelite Monks of Wyoming. Delicious Mystic Monk coffee is roasted and prepared by monks in a hidden cloistered monastery and is available in over 25 varieties. All Mystic Monk coffees are works of perfection and labors of love. For more information on how to purchase Mystic Monk coffee, visit mysticmonkcoffee.com. That's mysticmonkcoffee.com.
Are you prepared to vote?
Citizens have co-responsibility for society. The moral theology tradition teaches that one may not vote for an enemy of religion or of freedom, except to exclude a worse enemy of religion and freedom.
Learn more so you're prepared when you vote this November. Visit EWTN.com/vote for everything Catholic voters need to know before picking up a ballot.
Welcome back. Catholic Answers Live, 888-318-7884. In general, I think the Christian person is called to be irenic, to be a peacemaker. And I mean, often we fail at that, especially when we become polemical about things that are not primarily going to be solved with polemics. But on this issue, there can't be any negotiation with this. There can't be any peace made with this as long as the bodies of young boys and girls, primarily young girls now, are being destroyed with chemicals, being rendered in many cases permanently sterile, and having their genitals removed and mutilated in ways that on radio you really couldn't even describe. This is not a a movement, an enlightened movement of liberation for men like Bruce Jenner, who became Caitlyn Jenner. That's not what it's about. It's not about, will I call you by the name you want me to call you by? I'll call you by whatever name you want. It's about how are we treating our children, and what kind of an atmosphere are we creating in which there's a kind of temptation and even a bullying of children into this nonsense world, this world in which a body is not who a person is. It's what a person has, like it's some kind of clothing that you can change. Don Johnson made a fantastic movie about this, and I will say it's fantastic again because it's not just a smart aleck movie attacking people or knocking people over the head. Just an honest look at what's actually going on and how this is actually affecting especially girls. This is what shocked me, as a matter of fact, Don. I didn't understand. Like, there's one point in the movie where you say, this is not an issue of, it's presented in the media as an issue of middle-aged men wanting to come out of a closet or something. That's not what this movement is at all. This is a movement that's brutalizing girls.
Yeah, there are middle-aged men. I mean, we see them in the White House far too often, as far as I can tell,
yeah, right,
dressed
right.
as girls. And they have a couple of issues, but generally it's autogynephilia. It's a sexual dysfunction of middle-aged men who basically get aroused by dressing as women. There's too many of them in the culture and they get way too much press. But that's not what we are dealing with here, okay? Autogynephilia and other sexual dysfunctions of men. This is young girls who have issues that young girls have, especially in a highly pornified age,
yes.
where they feel objectified constantly. They feel in danger constantly just by nature of being a girl, who come from broken families that have caused all sorts of harm, that feel lost in the world. That don't feel comfortable being a girl, often have histories of abuse, are autistic, are just wanting to be welcomed somewhere, just like a social thing where, like, please somebody say that I'm okay. Those girls are being preyed on by a top-down movement. This is not a grassroots thing where suddenly a bunch of kids have figured out.
No, there's people who paid for this.
No, people have pushing big, big money. And making big, big money by pushing this and taking over the institutions. That's what people need to understand. There's a few very rich and powerful ideologues who have managed to force this ideology on all of our major institutions. So the medical industries, the counseling industries, the educational industries have almost been completely overtaken, not because the teachers wanted it or the therapists wanted it, okay? But
no.
Now they're afraid for their jobs, and so they got to go along with it. But it's being pushed, and ultimately, these are people who want the end goal for them is just they hate being creatures. It's transhumanism, actually, is what I talk about a little bit in the movie. But they are very much anti-body, anti-human, it's an anti-God movement that is being displayed in violence upon our kids.
Yeah,
that's what we need to understand. This is not about. I read a heartbreaking post just 2 days ago. I wrote about it. Probably it's going to come out in Catholic Answers, the blog, I think. A young Christian, I mean, I don't know how young, but a Christian mother whose daughter has become trans. And the mother was just like, we're so happy about this. We're just so celebratory. And we've changed her name. And, of course, she's not using her pronouns. We've changed her pronouns to their and they. And we looked in the book of Genesis, and we see that God is a they. And so we're fine with it. And I'm just like, you think you're doing good for your kid. I get it.
Yeah.
We all want to do good for your kid.
And when you all wake up,
but
this is going to be a nightmare.
It's not. I mean, admittedly, sometimes the kids feel better for a little bit, because they're just being affirmed so constantly, right? Like, oh, I'm a superstar now. I've got 50,000 followers on Instagram and everyone says how great I look and isn't this awesome? Down the road, they are going to regret this. I guarantee it. That's not if, that's when. They are going to regret this. It could be 3 weeks like it was with Daisy. 3 weeks after her mastectomy, she realized, oh, this didn't solve anything.
But and it can never be reversed. You could make changes, but she can never nurse children.
She can never nurse children. Her voice is the voice of a man forever now. It's not coming back. Permanent consequences. And so you have to educate yourself, like, what's actually going on. Because when you do, I appreciate you said this, Si, because this is a key. We are going to look back on this moment in history the way we look back on many of the great, like, horrendous times, when we're like, why weren't people more outspoken about this?
Yes, right.
Somebody should have stood up. Like, somebody should have said, enough is enough. But everybody's so scared. I mean, as great as the welcome has been for people who've seen the movie, you know, I'm just been very thankful about the response. But I've also been a bit discouraged by, like, you know, pastors who are like, oh, I don't really have time for this, you know, or I don't. Yeah. You need to make time for this.
Right.
I'm telling you.
Remember that quote about all that's needed for evil to succeed is for good men to do nothing? Well, you're doing that. Thank you for participating.
Yeah.
I'm going to go to Robert in Georgia, listening on 105.7 FM. Glad you're here. Robert, go ahead with your question for Don Johnson.
Hey, I've called in before, and it's been different people talking, and I'm currently in a relationship with somebody whose daughter thinks that they're a man or a guy, a boy. And I'm just like, I've seen the end game for this. This is like a 50%+ suicide thing. And like, because if you look at her little family, like a little backstory, her mom and dad got divorced a couple of years ago. Her dad doesn't care, is like, isolates himself and doesn't talk to her. And her mom is too much wanting to her to be friends with her that she doesn't say anything. There's no discipline happening with her in any shape or form from either parent.
Yeah, so
and she's just on tablets and online and all the time making a persona. And suddenly she comes one day and she's like, I'm a Demi boy. And so we got to Google what that means. And then next year she's like, I'm a boy. And so she makes her mom cut off all her hair. And I'm like, why? Where is she learning this? Where is this coming from?
Well, I think you know. I mean, how old is the young woman?
She's now in eighth grade, and so this has been like a year of her trying to say.
Yeah. Let's let Don respond.
Well, rather. I mean, multiply that story by 200,000, 300,000, 500,000. I mean, that's what's happened. I mean, you nailed it. This is exactly what's going on. Broken family. Probably other issues, spends a lot of time online, that you get funneled in. I mean, it's almost no escape given that situation. You're almost surprised if a person doesn't become trans. I mean, I use that term nobody's becoming trans, okay? There is no such thing. There's no such thing as transgender. Nobody's born in the wrong body. But to take on that persona, given that context, is completely not surprising, right? That's exactly what happens. The way out is, if you're going to be harsh about it, you get her offline. You get her into a loving. Yeah. I mean, that's
I've known
hard.
People who have moved out of a state.
Absolutely,
they left a state because they were the state they were in, which happened to be California.
Yeah.
Was so threatening to their child because the state utterly sides with the madness, doesn't side with the parent.
No, I mean, it's not even a sanctuary state. Like, this California is about to separate kids from their parents in other states. I mean, it's just absolute insanity. I've heard of parents who just, hey, take away the phone, take away the tablets. We're actually going to go move somewhere off the grid. I mean, I understand this is not feasible for people. But is it possible to maybe get rid of the tablet or the phone or something? Yeah. I mean, it's hard.
But Robert is not a parent.
Right.
He's the boyfriend of the mother. And I mean, you mentioned how pornography is horrifying to young girls, many of whom, I mean, they see even just the fetishizing of women's breasts makes them terrified of their own breasts because they know that puts them in a category of what they've seen in this pornography. So they're terrified of their own body. They've been traumatized by things like divorce. They've been traumatized by a society that is, in many ways, presents images constantly that are disturbing to children.
They've probably been physically harassed, and, if not abused.
Right. So, I mean, I would think for Robert, the main thing is to love this girl in a way that is pure and kind and helpful and doesn't put
protective,
any more burdens on her. Protective
right.
of
protective,
her. Yeah.
Yeah, totally.
Right.
Yeah. No, absolutely. That would... Yeah, that's. I agree with you, Si. I don't know if I can't add too much to that.
Robert, thanks. We're coming right up on the break, so I'm gonna let you go. But if there are two lines open, if you'd like to get in the queue, I know many people would like to talk with Don about the new movie, Disconnected. You can find it at disconnectedmovie.com. Just use the letter Y to get there. It's something you can watch with your kids. If you maybe watch it first yourself. But there's nothing in it that's objectionable for 8th graders, 9th graders. We'll be right back with more calls for Don on Catholic Answers Live. The recent decision by the U.S. Supreme Court to overturn Roe v. Wade was a monumental victory for the pro-life movement. But the fight is far from over. With our new booklet, Why We're Pro-Life, we have produced the perfect tool to prepare you to have peaceful and convincing conversations to shed light on the truth about human life from conception to natural death. Catholic Answers is printing millions of copies of this booklet, and we plan simply to give them away. You can help us in two ways. First, by generously supporting this project. 25 cents prints one book. $2,500 prints 10,000, and so on. Second, by helping us distribute the booklet through your parish, your school, or the pro-life ministry you work with. Catholic Answers is going to blanket the country with Why We're Pro-Life, but only if you step up and help us. Thank you so much. For more information, visit whyweareprolife.com.
Want to know more about the origins of the Catholic Church? Joe Heschmeyer explores the beginnings of Christianity in The Early Church Was the Catholic Church. Joe digs deep into the words and actions of those who lived right after the apostles to refute anti-Catholic claims of how the faith was lived back then. Order your copy of The Early Church Was the Catholic Church today at shop.catholic.com or get it at a good Catholic bookstore near you.
As Catholic apologetics have gotten stronger, Protestant responses have gotten stronger as well. And now they have their own answers to rebut the standard Catholic proofs. Don't fret, we've got you covered. In his new book, Meeting the Protestant Response, apologist Carlo Broussard gives well-reasoned biblical answers to Protestant comebacks. Order your copy of Meeting the Protestant Response today at shop.catholic.com or ask for it at a good Catholic bookstore near you.
Matt Swaim here. Tuesday morning on the Sunrise Morning Show, we'll celebrate St. Crispin's Day and get you all the latest news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Now back to Catholic Answers Live.
Welcome back. Catholic Answers Live. I'm Si Kelly, your host. Don Johnson is our guest. Don, been using all kinds of media to share the good news about Jesus Christ and his church, a convert to the Catholic faith, decided to make a movie about the transgender movement. And you probably are surprised with the movie you ended up with from where you started. I imagine you learned a lot.
Yeah, always. I mean, you always end up with a slightly different product. I was surprised. In fact, we were just talking about during the break. I was surprised at how dark the story, like...
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
As you start peeling back the layers of this thing, it gets dark.
Yeah.
Like, it's not...
Like, real hatred of the body.
Hatred of the human person and of the body.
Yeah.
And there's a really, like, dark spiritual thing behind it.
And then there's always...
That you couldn't avoid. Like, I was... You know, you start out making a movie. You're like, okay, I'll kind of... You know, do we have to get into the theology of it and the philosophy? Like, no, you do. Because there's no other explanation for this.
Right. And you're probably like, well, I don't want to look like a weirdo, you know, like I don't want to make a weirdo movie. But then you get into it and you go, this is evil. What's
straight
going on?
Straight evil.
Yeah, straight up evil.
Straight up evil.
Paid for with people with a lot of money and people who stand to make a lot of money off of making people dependent on drugs for the rest of their lives because their bodies have been altered. Brenda in New Jersey, you're next. Brenda's listening on Domestic Church Radio. Go ahead, Brenda, with your question for Don Johnson.
Hi, Don. Thank you, guys. Don, I just wondered, we have a child who is, she's 22 now, but she's been going through this dysphoria, oh gosh, since she was in sixth, seventh grade. She dated, after high school, she dated a young girl transitioning to a boy. She does not talk to us at all now. There's just total, we've tried to reach out to her. It's just been a heartbreak for my husband and I, and we have other children, and it just has really broken our family apart in many ways, the ripple effect of this this dysphoria. And she just thinks it's fine, and her friends are, you know, that she hangs out with friends that are of the same ideology, and just don't know what to do. And I'm just so glad that you made this movie, and I can't wait to see it. And it's disconnectedmovie.com. Is that how it's
That's, yeah, with a Y.
Or if you, if you mess up the spelling, donjohnsonmedia.com will get you all the links as well. So an easy way to go.
Okay.
First, Brenda, I mean, no, you're not alone. And we feel for you. We pray for you. Even right now, like this, your story, I heard again and again. As I travel the country, like there's so many in your situation, and offering advice, I mean, is hard. But at the same time, I think I have one thing I would say is stay strong in your conviction that you are right on this.
Yes.
Okay. You are right on this, Brenda, that she obviously has some issues. And she's dealing with them in a way that we don't think is correct. But do not be tempted to think that, you know what, maybe she is doing okay. She is not. She is not doing okay. This is living contrary to reality. It has a painful end, and we have to keep praying and fighting. So, you know, there are groups. There's actually a lot more resources now for parents. So there's groups like AdvocatesProtectingChildren.com has a ton of stuff. There's a bunch of groups popping up around the country that offer support and tools and all sorts of things. So I actually have a bunch of stuff listed there at DisconnectedMovie.com too that you can find. But I mean, almost off the top, I would just like, no, Brenda, stay strong on this. Like, don't, because I hear parents like, oh, I don't know, I just want to support my kid.
Yeah. Of course you do.
Of course you do. Of course we do. But you can't support them in the error. That's the thing. Like, you can't.
I gotta say, from watching your movie, I was surprised to find that like Brenda talked about how her daughter has cut her off, and that this is actually what's
a
being
strategy.
Taught.
Yeah.
This is what's being taught to counselors, teachers, whatnot, that you should cut children off from their parents, which is another sign that this is just evil.
It's a cult. I mean, realize that what has happened is your daughter's been sucked into a cult. And the cults try to separate them from their family. That's what they do. Other sources of authority. It is a dark satanic cult that tries to tear apart what God has put together. That's the bottom line. Understanding that, Brenda, I actually think, I mean, as hard as that sounds, I actually think understanding that helps us move forward. Like, at least we know what we're facing. At least we can now, like, be serious about taking steps. I'm not going to back down. I'm always here for you, you know, as a parent, right? You're always there for your kid, and you do whatever it takes. But we're not, Daisy, for example, you ask her, well, what did your parents think of this? Well, of course they didn't like it. And she looks back now and she feels terrible because she made her dad, her dad started calling her his son. And she looks back at that now as just a horribly dark time in her life.
It is.
Like, what did I do to my father? How terrible was that, right? Realizing that this is like, we're on the side of truth here and goodness.
Right.
Don't back off of that.
And a parent doesn't give a child a soul. God does that. But the parents give the child the body and the name. And that's what this movement wants to take away. Yeah. The child's name and their body.
It's an intensely anti-parent movement.
Anti-parent all the way.
Yeah.
Brenda, God bless you, sister. I'm so sorry you're going through this. You are not alone. And I don't know where it will all end, but it is going to end because people are going to wake up at some point. Movies like Don's are going to help. Mike in Dallas watching on JMJ Radio. Go ahead, Mike, with your question for Don.
Oh, hello, guys. Thank you so much for making this movie. Thank you for taking my call. I'm calling because I in the parish I attend, there's always a welcome greeting in the bulletin, and this issue is sort of like in between the lines. They welcome everyone. You're welcome here. We'll welcome you with open arms. No matter what your background, what your past has been, whether you're rich, poor, what your gender is, and then comma, what your gender identity is. And then they go on to a few more descriptions, you know, your race, ethnicity, your spirituality.
Yeah, this one's different, though. It kind of stands out, doesn't it?
One of these things is not like the other.
Yeah.
It stands out because they're right next to each other, gender and gender identity. It seems to me that is sort of a I want to be hopeful. I want to think that this is a way of attracting people that are in difficulty of this kind.
Yes.
In order to explain the way that God has created us, but I also have experience of 62 years, and so my hope is tempered with that. And so I see this as a problem. Would you see this as a problem? This kind of
I would see it as a problem. There is no such thing as a gender identity. Okay,
that
doesn't exist. There's no such thing as a transgender person. There's no spectrum of genders that people are on. So to even like accept that, like we welcome all types of people, and you know, but there is no such thing as this person. To grant that is to grant the lie. And you've given away the game at that point. And so I'm getting harder on this in my old age. I'm like, no, you can't grant the presuppositions and then try to make the argument later on, if that's what they're trying to do. I mean, that's best case scenario. Chances are they probably aren't. But you see this, I mean, you see this even in, you know, like accepting that there is such a thing as gay people. It's the same philosophy, okay? Your identity is not in your will and your actions and your desires. That is not your identity. You can want to commit adultery. That's not your identity. You can have desires that don't align. They can be good or bad. So to grant that a person's identity is separate from a traditional Catholic understanding of a body-soul unity is to grant a falsehood. And so as an apologist, as an evangelist, it's just ineffective. It's ineffective to grant a lie at the beginning of your argument in order to try to reverse that later on because you've given the game away. So I think that's counterproductive.
But you do make the point in the movie about loving every single person and that love is important. Now, like, a person is not a movement. So rejecting a movement, it can't be. Therefore we reject people.
Of course you're not. But this is why language actually is important. Of course you welcome every person. love every person.
But you could just
and
say that.
And they're not
that.
The you... enemy, right? Yeah. Yeah. Nobody's the enemy here, except Satan. They are not like a person who claims transgender identity who comes to your church is not the enemy. They should be welcome and loved and comforted and all of those things. They have been through a lot.
Yeah.
They're not who we're fighting against. We are fighting a dark, evil ideology that is being forced on them. They are the victims. So understanding that, but again, how do we fight that? It's not by granting that identity. It's not by granting that lie.
And making lists of types of people.
You don't have
to make a list. We welcome every one of God's children, every person, every human being, like the list of all the afflictions you can have, and then mix it in with the beautiful diversity of the human race. It's all unnecessary. We welcome everybody because, like you said, the rest of it is you're giving in, really.
Yeah, you can't give. You can't grant falsehoods, a false presupposition at the beginning.
We got to take a quick break, but then we'll come to Tanya in Michigan next, and we'll try to get to everybody. Our guest is Don Johnson. He's got a wonderful movie out that you can find out about. Stream it, show it to your pastor, maybe pay for it for your pastor. You can watch it with your kids. I'd suggest watching it. You know, parents have to judge by watching it themselves first, but it is the kind of thing that will open up discussions. It will not close down, at least I don't think, will close down discussions in the family. DisconnectedMovie.com or Don Johnson Media is where you can go. And if you spell disconnected with a Y, you'll get there. Don Johnson Media.
.com
or DisconnectedMovie.com. Right back with more questions for Don, the maker of this film, right after this on Catholic Answers Live.
It's all about the truth. Catholic Answers Live.
Underwriting for Catholic Answers Live is provided by Real Estate for Life. Real Estate for Life connects home buyers and sellers to real estate agents while supporting pro-life organizations. On the web at realestateforlife.org.
EWTN uses the power of radio to reach people whenever and wherever they're searching for answers to questions about their Catholic faith. EWTN Radio is heard on over 500 domestic and international AM and FM radio affiliates. For a complete list of programs and how to hear EWTN Radio, visit EWTN.com and click radio. EWTN, the global Catholic network.
Do you want to end abortion, halt the attack on traditional marriage, and ensure religious freedom for ourselves and for our grandchildren? To do this, we must convert the culture. St. Paul Street Evangelization is a grassroots initiative that recognizes this need and takes it to the streets. If you're interested in peacefully sharing the gospel in your area, visit streetevangelization.com to learn more.
Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. It's so good to get to spend time with Don Johnson. Don has been doing extraordinary work for a long, long time. A convert to the Catholic faith, a immigrant to America from a foreign land Canada.
An icy northern land.
Yeah, where they do, what's the name of that thing you do at PE in there?
I can't remember. Curling.
Curling. He did curling. The day that I found out that you had curling in PE, I was like, he grew up in a different world than I did. The number is 888-318-7884 if you want to talk with Don about his new movie, Disconnected, or if you want to talk about the whole transgender thing that's happening. If you're not a little bit mad, I don't think you've been listening to the stories. You know, people always say, well, listen to people's stories. Yeah, well, listen to the stories. You'll be mad about what is going on. Listen to the stories of young women who have been manipulated, lied to, separated from their parents, their family, their own given name. Separated from their own bodies until tremendous damage is done to them, and then hear the stories about how they recovered from that, and you'll be mad. So I agree. Listen to the stories. Be compassionate. Stop listening to the activists and the institutions that are profiting off this nonsense. 888-318-7884 is the number. We're going to Michigan. Tanya in Michigan, listening to EWTN on Channel 130, Sirius XM Satellite Radio. I hope it's Tanya and not Tanya. Did I say it right?
Tanya, yes.
Tanya, great. Glad to have you, Tanya. Go ahead with your question for Don.
Thank you. So my question is, the terminology I feel like has just been lost with the population today.
Yeah.
I'm a teacher and working with lots of different students, and I have asked, what does transgender mean? And one student said, well, some days I feel like a girl, some days I feel like a boy. And in talking about that, I said, well, what is that like for you? What does that mean? Trying to get some more. And she said, well, sometimes, you know, I feel that I need to be protected. And so, you know, I feel like I'm a boy then, so I can protect myself.
It's
incredible. And I'm also wondering, I was a tomboy growing up. I was a kid that loved to go outside, run around, ride the dirt bikes with the boys. You know, I even got in a couple fights with boys. I was very active, but I definitely identify as female. And talking to a transgender adult and telling the adult my experiences, saying, this is what he said, oh, well, you're transgender. I'm like, I'm not. I'm female. I'm a woman. I want to be with a man.
Yeah.
I don't want to be with a woman. So I don't understand what's happened to that terminology. That is it too quaint to say, you know, to identify someone as, you know, more of a tomboy versus somebody that might be, you know, I'm not sure where that came from. And we want to, of course, make sure our kids are safe at all times, and we love them. But I just feel like they're so lost. And when she shared that with me, it broke my heart.
Well, that's a lot of what you'll see in Don's movie.
Yeah,
the sense of protecting yourself by not being a girl.
Absolutely. So that part is absolutely right. Also, we do have a section in the film on stereotypes and how we have now used the regressive stereotypes that feminism fought so long to overcome, right? Like, if you're a woman, you don't have to spend all day in the kitchen. Well, now, if you're a boy who likes to spend time in the kitchen, now we're going to call you a woman. And that if you like Barbie dolls, now you're a woman. And if you play with trucks or you like riding dirt bikes, you are a boy. We've completely gone backwards. So realize that this is an advance of regressive gender stereotypes in the name of progressive. And it's all very irrational. I mean, it's interesting that when you ask questions, I like the honest answer that you got from the kid about wanting to be protected. That's good self-awareness. But realize that this movement doesn't actually like to be asked questions. It's cult-like in that way, that if you go and actually try to figure out, well, what does it mean to be transgender? What is this? It's all like nonsense. It's a lot of like slogans and words that they'll just chant, like, you know, trans men are men. Well, what does that mean? You know, it's all very much cult-like. And so, Tanya, you stay strong in the school. The terms have changed in the last, you know, since 2015. We've had a massive tsunami.
Tanya, God bless you. Thank you for being there for kids. I'm going to keep moving because I want to get everybody on. I really think, and was it you that said this to me? Sometimes I repeat the things that other people said right back to them, like I thought of it. So but after the whole gay marriage thing got, settled by Anthony Kennedy in the Supreme Court. I think a lot of people said, well, the next thing coming down the pike is going to be group marriage or polygamy and all that kind of thing. And we all we didn't notice that, no, that's not what's coming. What's coming is something much more destructive than that.
Yeah, and understand, it did happen like very quickly after, right? But understand the philosophy. And this, again, I encourage you to watch the movie because we get into the philosophy of it, and not in a boring way. But the philosophy is not towards group marriage. The philosophy here of the gay rights movement is ultimately towards transhumanism. It is a separation of your identity from your body. And in those things, the gay, you know, even as we have many gay rights activists actually now anti-trans, for good reasons, but the philosophy is the same, that you are putting your identity apart from your body, separating who you are, your real you, out here in this ball of desires and wills and attractions and all this ethereal stuff, and not in this unity of body and soul. And so, of course, transgenderism goes with that movement. And I am telling you, do not be surprised. The next thing is transhumanism. Okay, that is what's
that's where it's going.
That's
where
it's going.
You made that point very well.
So
in the
don't be shocked because that's not going to be a pretty sight either.
I'm going to come out as a hylomorph. Because I am. I'm a hylomorph. This is the thing in your movie. Like, you're not a soul jammed into a body. You're a creature of body and soul. That's what a human being is. Yeah. A human being is not a soul. So you can't have the wrong soul in your body. These things are impossible. That's not. But you can. I mean, you certainly can have a neurological or a psychiatric reason for not being comfortable with your body or not identifying with your body. Sure. But you can't be the wrong soul in a body. That's not how this works. You're not a soul that got shoved into a body. You are a body-soul composite, sometimes called a hylomorph. Patricia in Pennsylvania. Thanks again, Tanya. Patricia is watching on our website, catholic.com. Patricia, go ahead with your question for Don Johnson.
Yes. Thank you. This is so uplifting to hear put forth so clearly that this is diabolical. This is, you identified as, you know, there is a small group of elitists, and their goal. To me, here's my question. Don't you think a lot of time is spent debating the physicality or the era of the physicality or just in gay rites, saying that Catholics really just reject gayness as opposed to the reality of our church. Of course, loving all humans, as opposed to, you know, rather than debating, can we not just work towards exposing this negative force that's been teaching our kids for decades now? That's my question.
You want to, yeah. So should we talk about the agenda and not get into fights about how the human body works or what the human body is? Is that it?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. I think both. Like, okay. Do both. I think we do both in the film because they go together. The agenda is to push a particular ideology of the human person. It is an anti-Christian understanding of the human person. It is a Gnostic dualism that has its roots in hell. Okay. That's what's being pushed on us, understanding that that's being pushed on us by a bunch of people who are making a ton of money off of this and have a diabolical agenda, to me just adds to the argument. So I think both. I think you do. You can't, you know, you don't back away. Like, I think, you know, we stand out on the street corners with signs that say nobody's born in the wrong body. There's no such thing as a transgender child. There's also no such thing as a gay child, by the way. Okay, that's not your identity. There is no such thing. People can have attractions. I get it. People can feel discomfort in their body. That's not your identity. Understanding the philosophy behind it, though, is important if you're going to be able to fight this, I think, and the agenda behind it and how, like, why, you know, like, teachers, for example, are very confused now about why for years we have been trying to get parents involved in the classroom, because we know that that works better, right? I'm a teacher, too. It works better when the parents are involved. Suddenly, we just abandoned that. Suddenly, we got rid of all the parents. No, we're going to hide everything from the parents.
Right.
Why? Well, that makes sense if you understand the diabolical anti-family agenda behind this, right? The philosophy that's being pushed is an anti-family, anti-body, anti-person, anti-God agenda. That all makes sense now. Well, understanding that, rather than just saying, please, parents, I mean, the teachers are just flabbergasted as to what the heck's going on. Well, I think we need both, right? You got to have an understanding of who's pushing this and what their agenda is to really adequately fight it, I feel like.
Patricia, thanks. I'm going to keep moving. I'm trying to get as many on as I can with Don Johnson, and I'm going to go to Wyoming now. Mary in Wyoming, listening to EWTN on Channel 130, Sirius XM Satellite Radio. Mary, you're going to have to be a little bit quick if you'd like an answer from Don.
Okay, I'll try to be quick. Thank you very much. I have a brother who, at the age of 50, decided that he needed to change, and he had a couple of boys who were teenagers at the time that he did this through. So I really feel bad for them. And my question is, you know, I'm Catholic. I'm trying to live in the truth, and I am the only one who is, like, hanging on and saying that I won't use the name that he changed to. I still honor the name that he was given. And all the rest of my family is kind of like going with it. And I'm like, what do I do? I don't know how to meet him where he is to try and invite him back into the truth. I mean, is disconnected something that I could share with him? Is there another resource? I know there's writings out there, but I haven't been able to. I'm not good at filtering through all the stuff. So,
Don?
Yeah, I think so. And I think, again, stand strong, Mary. You are on the right about this. Here's probably the facts, if he's like 99%. Porn addicted, very bad situation where he feels the need to dress as a woman. I think the pornography is almost a guarantee at this point. You need to understand that he is not in a healthy spot, that he is not going down a road that's going to lead him to any sort of joy, that accepting this is not going to do anybody any good. Yes, you're going to be there for him. Yes, you're going to do what you can, but do not give in, Mary. You are in the right on this.
Mary, thanks very much. A few calls that I wasn't able to get to. I apologize for that. Don Johnson has been our guest. I want to tell you again where you can see the movie, and please do see the movie. Consider sharing it with your family members, maybe having people over to watch it and talk about it, because it's something that we got to deal with, this evil in our midst. The movie is called Disconnected. You can find it at disconnectedmovie.com. Spell it with a Y, or you can go to donjohnsonmedia.com and also find access there. Don, I'm really grateful that you came all the way down from Orange County to do this with us today.
Appreciate it, Cy. Always good to talk to you.
You made a lot of good movies, a lot of good books now, probably a lot of good children. I'm not sure how they're doing, but God bless you and all that you do.
Thanks.
Disconnected Movie. Go watch it. You can stream it. Disconnectedmovie.com. Spell it with a Y.